Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowell. Russell Jackman's still on assignment. He should be coming back here pretty soon in the new year. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme, miscellaneous trivia. We do have a special guest we're going to introduce in the next segment. Before we do, there's a few things that topics I know we want to cover. Mike, you mentioned before we got on the air something about ESPN wanting to do, or what did they do, a moment of silence?
Yeah, well, they, you know, the Notre Dame and just played in the Sugar Bowl, and ESPN, after that tragic event in New Orleans, refused to play the national anthem and observe a moment of silence. You know, why is that? I think it's a good question, and it's something that needs to be, you know, talked about.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand a moment of silence, but why not have the national anthem? I mean, one thing shouldn't counteract the other. I don't get that part. Also, what happened to Sam Darnold against the Lions?
He got sort beat, of like, man. He got beat.
Yeah, but I mean, he got beat badly, though. Wouldn't they have like 25 different chances to get into the end zone from the two-yard line? I don't know. I think it's just for some reason his head wasn't in the game. Lots of shakeups going on with NFL coaching. And I'm wondering how much of it has to do with the coaches versus, you know, a lot of teams like the 49ers had injuries as well as turnovers. And, you know, that's not a coach's fault if you're going to have injuries or, you know, a lot of fumbles. And then also about, doesn't it seem like this year there's been a lot more injuries? You know, the guys are faster and stronger, but unfortunately those ankles and knees are not so strong. All right. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, Mike's going to introduce our special guest, a comedian who's been on our show once before. Don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101 will be right back.
All right.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell. Mike, please introduce our special guest.
First of all, I just got to make sure my hair is looking good today because we are, you know, this is a YouTube thing also, so I just want to let people know I'm having a heck of a hair day, I got to tell you. But yeah, we got a special guest on. He's a one and only. He's a one-of-a-kind guy. He's special. He knows how to talk. Apparently, he played basketball one time in his life. Still, though, I think he still gets out there and plays. His name is Marvin DeLoach. He hails from the metropolis of Marin County, California. Lived in Nevada. Went to Nevada High School. He's in the Marin County Athletic Hall of Fame. Besides all that good stuff, he played for one of the best college basketball teams in America in the 1970s into the early 1980s, the University of San Francisco. We welcome onto the big show, Sports Econ 101, coast to coast, border to border, Marvin DeLoach. Marvin DeLoach, welcome to the show. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year, you guys. Thanks for having me on again. How you guys doing this morning?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Mike, I noticed you had to start talking about your hair this morning. You know, that's a sore subject with me, man. So you just had to go there. You just had to go there, man. That's all right. I'm going to get you back on that one. That's okay. That's a great segue.
It's a great segue because, you know, you were an All-American high school basketball player. You played with Bill Cartwright at the University of San Francisco when you guys were, like, number one in the country. And you had an incredible college basketball career. I mean, how many people get to play for one of the top teams in America? Like 1%. And that you make this incredible transition into something equally as difficult. You probably at one point wanted to play in the NBA, but you said to yourself, well, let's do something equally as hard. Let's become a professional comedian and make people laugh. So, hey, funny guy, let's make us laugh.
Yeah, it goes from one extreme to the other, man. I tell you, just, I guess, love performing, either playing basketball or, I guess, getting on stage and getting in front of people, you know. Yeah. It's quite a contrast, that's for sure, man. I love that team, man. USF was a great team at the time, you know. They were 29-2 when they recruited me. They were the number one team in the nation at that time with Bill Cartwright, James Winford Boyens, and James Hardy. And I was just a freshman, a lot of hair. I mean, after that recruitment, I just had a lot of hair at the time because a senior in Novato High School in Marin County just wanted to be on that team. But it was a great experience, man. Those guys are awesome, man. All those guys played in the NBA.
Hey, Marvin.
Let me ask you a question. Do you, on your comedy routines, because I haven't heard them yet, are you using a lot of basketball?
I do have some, yes. It's like, it's tough being tall, bald, and black and not playing the NBA. People look at you like you're crazy. Like, you just assume just because you're tall, bald, and black, you play in the NBA. Excuse me, sir. What team do you play for? I always get that all the time. What team do you play for?
How tall are you?
6'6" without the hair.
6 what?
6'6" without the hair.
6'6" without the hair. Okay, yeah. Six.
Hey, Edward, I'm looking at a picture of Marvin Deloach in the Marin Independent Journal newspaper. He had an afro about this big.
And this guy,
it was beautiful. It's beautiful.
It was the baddest fro. I did have the baddest fro out there. I have to admit that, man. You guys are right about that. That was nice. I do miss that, man. You know, I miss my hair. I still miss my hair so much. I still keep my shampoo just in case. You never know. It just may grow back. You just never know.
Well, do you guys remember Oscar Gamble? I think he played for the White Sox. And he had such a big afro that he couldn't keep his hat on.
And every time he had the hat on, he had it pinned to his head. I mean, I remember that. Yeah, just for sure. Man, you guys are up and early this morning.
Yeah, we are up and more. Hey, by the way, I'm just getting a text from the guy you're going to be opening up for, Jimmy J.J. Walker from Good Times, the famous guy. You know what he said? I said, hey, I said, Mr. Walker, would you please appear on our show? He gave me a one-word answer. He says, dynamite.
Of course.
Dynamite.
He says,
I got to go down to the car to Starbucks to pick up a venti latte. I'll call you later.
That sounds like Jimmy Walker. That sounds like him, boy. I tell you, what a good time going to work with him. Yeah, we got to do two shows. We're doing Thursday night in the Black Oak Casino, and then Friday night in Fairfax in Marin County. Good old marvelous Marin County.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys coming?
We did Marin County Friday night at Fairfax at Max at Broadway, 19th Avenue, Max at Broadway.
Oh, what date?
Friday night, the 10th.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You going to be there?
Well, you know what? I live like 5 miles away.
Oh, you have to be there now. This Friday night. The 10th. Bring Jimmy Walker is going to be there. I'm going to be the host. It's going to be a great show. Dale Van Dyke, my man, is going to be there. And then my friend Todd Link, his opener, is going to be there. He travels with Jimmy all over the place. His name is Todd Link, a very funny comedian. So you're going to see some great comedians that night.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question for you.
I hope Bill Cartwright's supposed to show up too. And I hope he doesn't get mad when I talk about his awkward free throw shot. He doesn't know what I'm talking about, his free throw shot that he used to shoot, that weird, awkward back behind the back thing. So I'm going to have to mention that when I see him. What was going on with that shot? Got it.
He could have just dropped the ball in for the free throw.
Marvin, I got a good question for you.
Yes,
sir. You're a comedian. By the way, we welcome you to the show, Sports Econ 101.
Thank you. I love being here. Thank you.
We're heard all over the world, my friend. We want to thank our U.S. military. So you can make some military members laugh today, and we love that. But, Marvin, I got to ask you a question. You played a lot of big basketball games against some of the best teams in America. You know pressure. You know what it's like to get ready and prepare. But what is it like to get ready and prepare for to be a opening act for a legendary comedian like Jimmy Walker, who, you know, let's face it, at one time was the biggest and baddest of them all, even though he's about 105 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, I know, man. Hey, you know what, man? I tell you, entertainment comedy is a hard business. It's really the hardest business there is. You know, it's tough. Yeah, I don't know. Something's wrong with me mentally. You know, something's wrong with me. Something that I have to get up there and take that pressure, because, you know, you're up there all by yourself. You don't have your teammates to rely on. You know what I'm saying? Things go wrong. So I think for some reason I like that pressure. I don't know. I like the extreme pressure. You know, just go, okay, here we go. Sometimes I like to go out there without any material. Sometimes you just go out there and just use some comedy material from the audience and have them give me the material. And, you know, and that's I just putting pressure on yourself sometimes, man. I love this for them. That's maybe why I don't have any hair. I lost it that way, perhaps. I don't know. Something's wrong with me, but I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it, though. It's a lot of fun.
That's the beauty of life. I mean, it's like It's like asking Edward Brown and Marvin Lewis, Edward, give me your best radio voice. And then, so you want to try it, Edward?
My best radio voice? This is my best radio voice. Introducing Mike McDowd and Marvin Deloach. How's that?
There you go. And then it's like
that sounds pretty good.
And then it's like saying, to Marvin, and I bet you hate this question, and I'm sure Edward will agree with this one. Hey, so you're a comedian? Hey, man, be funny. Say something funny. Do something funny. Do you hate that question? Because that's like saying, boom, I got to perform.
But what do you know if you meet somebody, he's actually a cook. Hey, are you a cook? Well, go ahead and cook me some food. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Go ahead and cook me a hamburger. Come on, yeah, you know. So, hey. That's two points right there.
Hey, let's cut to our first commercial trivia question break here. And as a reminder to both and Michael, if you know the answer, don't say anything quite yet. We'll let the audience guess, and then we'll come right back. How many pairs of U.S. presidents have had the same last name? So you have to kind of think about all the various presidents who have had the same last name, all right? Email Edward at sportsecon101.com. The answer to this question, how many pairs of U.S. presidents have had the same last name? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch the dial. We are going to be right back. How's that radio voice? You like that one? Okay, that here we go.
Good, man. Right. Too legit. You like
that? Stay with us, audience. Good. We'll be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Marvin Deloach. Trivia question number one. How many pairs of U.S. presidents have had the same last name? Okay, start running through the ones you know.
Johnson and Johnson.
How many pairs?
Or a baby powder, correct? Right? Yeah. Andrew Johnson. I think they were
Lyndon
like,
B. Johnson, Andrew Johnson. No.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so there's been five of them. Okay, first really? You start off with John Adams and then his son, John Quincy Adams. Then you had William Henry Harrison, who was only in for a month, March to April of 1841. You know why he died? Because he was so stupid. He gave a three-hour inauguration speech with no hat and no gloves in, like, temperatures of like, you know, 2 degrees snowing and all that. And he succumbed to pneumonia. So he lasted for
pneumonia,
about a month.
Yeah.
And then Benjamin Harrison, who is his grandson. Then you had George W. H.W. Bush and his son, George Bush. Right?
Oh, geez. Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Exactly. W. Yeah. And then Teddy and Franklin Roosevelt. They were like cousins or something like that. So there was five. There's been five. Oh. All righty. So. Here we go. Let's talk a little sports here, right? First of all, let me ask you guys, doesn't it seem like there have been a lot more injuries in the NFL this year? Or is it my imagination?
I mean, if you look at the 49ers,
I mean, it's always injuries, I know, but it's and I know, like, the protocol, like, you know, the old days, you had the bell rung, you just went back in there, now it's the concussion protocol, but it sure seems like, you know, like half the teams have half their guys missing. You know, I mean, the 49ers are a good example, but there's other teams, you know, even the Lions have had a lot of injuries. And again, my theory on this is that the guys are a lot faster and stronger than they were in the old days, but ankles and knees, you know, they're only going to be so strong. So, you know, it doesn't matter how big and strong you are, you know, your ankles, yeah, especially when guys are weighing over 300 pounds, right?
Yeah, that's sure.
That's my theory from Dr. Brown. And then what ends up happening is, you know, like the 49ers, personally, I don't think Shanahan is personally, I don't think he's a great coach, but that's just my own personal feeling. But the thing is, you know, how are you going to blame him for, you know, Christian McCaffrey getting hurt? Jake Moody, the kicker, gets hurt and he starts missing field goals. I mean, that's maybe a coaching thing where you go, gee, maybe we shouldn't put the kicker in. Maybe just punt the ball or go for it on fourth down type of thing. But, Ayuk gets this huge contract and you think he played one or two games and then he gets hurt. So, you know, teams are going to lose if you're putting in third and fourth stringers. And you know, unless you're a coach making stupid decisions of like the clock and all that, I really feel sorry for a lot of these coaches.
Well, yeah. I mean, Shanahan in particular. But I mean, I don't have a list in front of me to be honest. Maybe Marvin does because Marvin is our resident
NFL expert. Well, he did trade away Sam Darnold, who's now going to make the playoffs and not Purdy, you know what I'm saying? So I was a little concerned about that. He's having a great year, Sam Darnold, now, you know, for Minnesota.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah.
They should have kept him now.
Yeah.
I don't know. How many players in the NFL are out? And I don't have a list in front of me, but it just seems to be the nature of the beast. I mean, it's you know, it's a physical game. I think there's a lot of variables. Is the way that the players are being hit, is it how about these new turf fields? A lot of, you know, they're all artificial turf now. What factors are those playing into injuries? We don't know yet. I don't think there's any research quite yet because those fields new to a degree.
They did change rules to protect the players, right? You know,
yeah,
like
true
down and you know, that sort of thing. So they're trying to do as much as they can to protect them. You know, and then even some of those helmets, I got to say, they look pretty funny. They have that extra little cushiony thing.
Yeah.
It looks like we're watching a Wookiee from Star Wars or something like that. Yeah. I mean, come on. It's like, what is that? You know?
Yeah. Some of those guys' heads are so big, too. Those guys got a big head out there.
Big old fat lineman.
You know, I just think put them all in bubble wrap, and you know, nobody will get it.
Exactly. Hey, guys, what about this one? I mean, I know we're talking injuries. Let's talk further injuries. How about this? I'm in Jacksonville, Florida right now. Well, you know what happened yesterday? I'll tell you what happened. Trent Baalke, the general manager, kept his job, but the coach, Doug Peterson, out of here. He got his butt fired, and he went 22-29 in three seasons. Quite frankly, you got to have players. If you don't have players, I don't think anybody can coach. Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the guy can coach. I don't think he has the team around him. Okay, that's number eight. And then we all know this guy, Trent Baalke. He used to be the general manager, the president of the 49ers. Somehow, some way, this guy survives another day to live. How is this guy keeping his job when he's the one hiring the head coaches? Come on. And he's picking the players as well. Fire his ass. Get him out of here. I mean, he ruined the 49ers. I mean, do you not agree? I don't know.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah. And then he gets who is it? Who's the guy for the 49ers? Is it Campbell? They basically just kind of walked out on his team. I can't remember.
I think so. And then, I mean, I know by the time the show airs, this is all old news, but, you know, Jared Mayo, New England Patriots, gone 1 year. We've had a total of five coaches gone. Matt Eberflus, Chicago Bears, gone. You know, he didn't do very good. Well, he was
nobody could pronounce it.
Yeah, I can remember
14-32. Dennis Allen, New Orleans Saints, gone. I mean, you know, some pretty and then the coaching, how do you say this? Exit, the biggest one of all that I find perplexing. And I think he's a good coach. And Edward and Marvin, how about the former 49er defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh, the New York Jets? Yeah. They fired him mid-season. Why?
Yeah, that was surprising.
Does that really bring continuity to a team? I mean, you think Aaron Rodgers is happy? No. Is Aaron Rodgers going to get fired? That's what I want to know next. You know, yeah, he had a rough season.
Yeah, he had a rough year, man.
I don't know, man. I mean, I wonder if Edward thinks that you think he's going to stay, Edward, or do you think he's out of here, Aaron Rodgers?
They're all out of here. They're going to start with a whole new fresh. I'm sorry for laughing. You know what? I just happened to be looking up Marvin's name on just Googling him. Marvin, there's a picture here of in the Marin Athletic Hall of Fame. You have more hair than head.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, literally, he
said more hair than head, man. Now I'm gonna get you to open up for me, Edward. God, that was good.
Edward, that's what I was saying earlier. I said I see a picture of Marvin Deloach in a Marin Independent Journal newspaper, and like I said, it's impressive, Marvin. I mean,
yeah, the hair was amazing, man. That was amazing. Yeah.
I mean, when you were playing hoops, were you the funny guy on the team too?
Yes, I was always kind of playing jokes on the team. Exactly. Yes, I did. I was instead of messing people. Yeah.
Well, give us one of your best practical jokes that you've ever committed.
Well, just kind of sneaking in the guy's room, getting in the hotel room to their key to their room, and going in their room with a big bucket of water and throwing it at them and running out of there before they caught me and stuff like that. You know, I just stuff like that. Early morning wake up call, I would call it, you know. I splash everybody with water in the middle of the night, man, when I was sleeping, you know. So they wouldn't give another a hotel room to you now in the middle of the night. You got to have some identification. But back then, they didn't care. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Just stuff, little stuff like that. Yeah.
Another key question I think Edward Brown would also ask as well. Yep. What is the greatest one-liner you ever gave in a live-action, real-deal basketball game? What's the greatest one-liner? You remember?
The one line that I taught was on the basketball court?
Yeah, like just, you know, using your swagger, anything really funny, just come out of your mouth that you can remember.
You're about to get dunked on. When you predict it, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you're about to get dunked on, just go and dunk on them. I told you, and then look at them crazy. That's what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? That's confidence right there. Or you're just going, you predict you're going to dunk on them, but you ready to get dunked on now? Let's go. Let's go. Meet you to the hoop, you know? Because I could have hops, like I said, hops. You know, I could actually really jump. Altitude, man. You get up there, you almost lose consciousness. When you lose consciousness, you're up there so high.
There you go. I like that. All right. Okay, guys, you ready for our second commercial?
Natural high. Right. Look.
Okay, this one actually should be a little bit easier. And I know we just had Christmas just a couple of weeks ago, but this is sort of a Christmas question. How many ghosts visited Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol? Don't say anything yet. Just think about it. And when we come back, we'll let you answer the question. Very simply, how many ghosts visited Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol? All right? And if you need more than 10, take off your shoes, or more than 5, take off your shoes and socks and start counting. All right? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101 will be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all of South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, comedian and former basketball player, Marvin Deloach.
Marvin Deloach Jr., by the way. By the way,
Junior. That's right. Yeah. You know what? On your tag, it says Marvin Deloach, but it is Marvin Deloach Jr.
Junior, yes.
There you go.
Junior, yes. Okay. How many ghosts visited Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol? Mike, what do you think the answer is?
I'm going to go 4.
Marvin, what do you think?
Well, it will only take one for me. Oh, man, it'll just take one.
Okay. Well, Mike, you think you know the answer? Go ahead. Tell me
I said four. Four. Christmas present, Christmas past, the spirit of Christmas, and there's one more. I don't know.
Christmas features.
My way off? I have no idea.
Actually, it is 4. It's Christmas past, present, future, and Jacob Marley.
Okay.
Beginning, yeah, very good. Yeah, okay. I thought maybe people were going to think it was a trick question. Go well, three of them. You know, past, present, future.
Edward, if you were to be a ghost, which kind of ghost would you be?
The kind that you could see through.
And Marvin, what about you?
Like, you know what's so funny? That reminds me, Bruce McGowan told me one time he was interviewing some sports players, and there was a bunch of other reporters there. And he says, one guy asked this football player, says, if you could be any kind of a tree, what kind of a tree would you be? What question is that?
A tree hugger?
I don't know. Oak, mighty. I mean, it's, I don't know. Sometimes these questions, you know. In fact, Marvin, let me ask it from a comedian standpoint. Do you ever get concerned about hecklers, or how do you deal with hecklers?
I love hecklers.
Okay.
That's my favorite. Yeah, because you know you're in charge because you have the mic. Hecklers don't realize that once you have the microphone, you can do anything you want. You're in charge. So I encourage hecklers to heckle me because I love it. You know, yeah, I love hecklers messing with them back like that. So it's something, yeah.
You get too many hecklers. Not at 6'6". but still, when you do though, you have to be kind of fast on your feet because, I mean, you always have to be thinking. Obviously, you have to always be thinking because you're not prepared for
Yeah, but you know, you actually have heckler material you can prepare for it. You know, I go with material. There's case hecklers out there. You know, comedians do that. Comedians do that sometimes. They got heckler material you can prepare for it. And you know what I'm saying? Just in case it happens, you are ready for it already, you know. And people think it's just something you just did instantly, you know, but you prepared for that already. So yeah, you have heckler material. And yeah, so I don't get scared when the hecklers come on stage or how kind of heckling and stuff like that. I kind of get encouraged by it. And it always is pretty much always on the heckler side. I mean, I'm with all the comedian side, excuse me.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it kind of adds a little flavor to it. In fact, it's funny,
most of the time they're drunk anyway.
Normal people are not going to, you know, step out like that. They'll be just kind of quiet. But it's so funny. I remember my wife and I were on a cruise ship, and for whatever reason, my wife had just this funny bone in her. The comedian was funny, but there was just a couple of things he said that just made her just like completely laugh out loud, you know, and she wasn't heckling at all. And he was so like impressed by it. He says, hey, he goes, you come here. And he brought us down to like the front row. I was a little bit embarrassed, but people thought afterward, they came up to him and they thought my wife was a plant. She wasn't.
Wow.
he just happened to hit a funny bone and she just...
Yeah.
My wife has kind of an interesting sense of humor, though. Sometimes certain things will come on the stage that, like, certain things will, it's different. I got to tell you this one funny story here. So, do you remember the movie, The Notebook? where it's kind of a romantic thing. The guy is talking to his wife has dementia, and he goes and he reads her these stories, and basically it's their story as they're growing up. And I think Ryan Gosling was in it. And there's this one scene that's like really tender where they're on a canoe and there's all these swans and it's a beautiful lake and all this stuff. And I'm sitting in the middle between my 8-year-old daughter and my wife, right? And and here I am kind of like getting all kind of teary-eyed because it's so sweet moment, right? And my wife starts going, Affleck, Affleck, because of all the swans. I don't know why, you know? And my daughter's going, mine, mine, which was, I think, was from Madagascar. Right? I mean, I get these comedians on the side of me, and I'm the only one who's teary-eyed in this chick flick, you know?
Jeez.
But it goes to show what a
You know what my favorite chick flick is? Braveheart. There you go. Okay.
So,
Any other sport? Oh, college football, Mike. Do you want to talk a little college football too?
Yeah, I was thinking before we mentioned, I can imagine the great Marv Albert introducing Marvin Deloach. Marv Albert here. Up next, it'll be Marvin Deloach opening up for Jimmy J.J. Walker. Yes! Okay, that's
Michael,
my
homage
to
you.
That wasn't bad, was it?
Man, that was all right.
Have you ever heard me do my James Stewart?
James Stewart?
James Stewart. Mr. Potter. Come on. Not bad.
That's pretty good.
This is a great show, man. This got a lot of fun, man.
Marvin, I did Marv Albert because, you know, Marv Albert loves to dress in women's clothing. Yes. Do you remember when Marv Albert got busted?
He was in
the hotel room. Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Bad, bad.
Hey, man, bad that stuff. Was all right. Marv Albert was a hidden freak, I'm telling you. He was.
Freak of nature, huh?
The only one I can do is Howard Cosell. Hey, Joe Willie Namath from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Go ahead. Oh, never mind. Okay.
Keith Jackson. Yes. I love Keith. Remember Keith Jackson, the play guy?
Keith Jackson. Oh, man. Yeah, I remember Keith Jackson.
All the boys of the post, Keith Jackson on ABC. Anyways, that's all I got.
Wasn't he one of the Monday Night Football guys?
He got a role, man.
Yeah.
Marvin, when you're with other comedians, do you guys trade off one-liners? I mean, do you try to – are you able to relax, or are you competing against each other all the time trying to be
funnier?
Who's funnier?
No, we're relaxed. We just enjoy each other's talent. That's all, you know. Because when funny, it's funny. You're going to laugh, man. You're going to laugh regardless. Funny is funny, you know. You're going to laugh regardless.
How'd you get hooked up with J.J. Walker? How did the two of you guys get hooked
up? Say it again.
Dale
Van Dyke, actually, like I said, he's the one that got me into comedy. You know, he's been booking Jimmy Walker for at least 10 to 15 years. So, yeah, and Dale Van Dyke, he runs the Black Oak Casino. He runs the comedy there. That's my business partner. And he's from the bottom. He's a great headliner. Yeah, he's been doing comedy for over 30 years, Dale Van Dyke. A great comedian, and he's been booking him. So he's got me involved with Jimmy Walker, basically. He did. And I'm gonna give props to Dale Van Dyke. He's a funny comedian. He wasn't performing for a while, but now he's gonna be back on the circuit again. So he's a hell of a funny guy. You'll see him this Friday night, by the way.
And he's one of your influences, isn't he?
He's one. Like I said, he used to teach comedy class. He got me started. He's got like people like Mikey Winfield, who's from America's Got Talent. He got him started. He's got a lot of comedians got on their feet. You know, Dale Van Dyke. So yeah. When you teach comedy class at a real comedy club, then after the class is over, you get to perform in front of a live crowd. And that's comedy school. And Dale Van Dyke taught that out of Sacramento.
A great question. And I think Edward and I would like to join comedy class. But let me ask you, if Edward and I were to join comedy class, does that
you
mean
too
that we're
going to join comedy too in 6 weeks?
So does that mean we're going to be funny? I mean,
you're going to be funny,
or do you just have to have it? Do you just kind of have to have it? You know what I mean?
Both. I think it's got to be both, right?
Yeah, it's a little both. You're right, absolutely. It's a little both. You just got to have it, or you just got to work at it too. You know, so but if you're not funny, you're not funny.
I got this whole, like, I don't want to say a whole comedy thing, but I've written a few little like skits for church and stuff like that. And I came up with this. I like to come up with like clean humor, you know, so I've got like some biblical stuff, you know. I mean, this is kind of an old one, but, you know, when the reason, you know, he had Adam and Eve and, you know, he's called man and she's called woman. The reason is because when he first looked at her naked, he goes, whoa, man. So that's what her name was going to be. But I had a whole thing on Noah's Ark. Right. Noah's 500 years old. He's building the ark and God's saying, hey, you know what? You guys are going to have to be fruitful and multiply. I'm going to wipe out everybody. You're going to have to be fruitful and multiply. And he's going to go, God, I'm 500 years old. He goes, my wife's not even happy me building this ark. And, you know, for the next 100 years. Yeah. And he goes, no. God says, no. I'm talking about, you know, your kids and, you know, your three sons and their wives. He goes, oh, thank God. I mean, praise the Lord. You know, wife ain't too happy, but taking all that time building an ark, which is kind of interesting.
I like how you missed Adam and Eve. That's about right. That's where everything started.
Yeah, that one actually I didn't make up, though. I got to say I didn't make that one up. let's see. Any other sports we want to talk about before we cut to our last break? Go ahead.
I'd like to give a shameless plug. Just I mentioned this to you earlier, and Marvin doesn't know this, but the incredible Savannah Bananas baseball team is looking for a play-by-play announcer. Well, guess what? I'm throwing my hat in the ring, and I would love to be the next voice. 2 million fans have watched the Savannah Bananas travel all over the country. You know, it's the boys of summer playing banana ball. I mean, does it get any better? These guys do a little bootstep boogie. They dance, they sing, they, you know. And by the way, I'm too legit to quit. You need me on that mic. You want me on that mic. Let me give you one. Let me give you one baseball call. All right. 2-2 count. That ball is hit deep, far wide, left center field. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk Italian. This ball is gondola. That's my home run call.
Mike, you got on that leave it to Beaver hat on. Looks pretty good on you, man. That's all.
Yeah, right. Man. I mean, come on. My hiring committee. Check it out. I'm talking about you on a national show right now. Give the McDude a shot here. You gave Bill Lee a shot to pitch again. Give the McDude, the kid, a shot. I want to be your voice. And then
So then you would have to travel around with the team then, right?
Yeah, but I still get to do the show.
That's the most important thing. Sports Econ 101 is number one.
Everything else is two and three. You know? They play in like Fenway Park, Wrigley Field. I mean, really iconic baseball stadiums. It's pretty cool. You know about them, don't you, Marvin? Savannah Bananas?
A little bit, very little.
I would say they're what, Edward, the equivalent of the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's what they are. Hey, guys, you ready for our last question right here? The time goes fast, I got to tell you. Okay, third trivia question. This one actually is, to me, kind of hard. Which two sports brands were founded due to a sibling rivalry? And you will have heard of the – I love those glasses. You will have heard of – this is not so esoteric that you wouldn't hear the sports brands. So you'll know the sports brands. But which two sports brands were founded due to a sibling rivalry? All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and Marvin Deloach Jr. Third trivia question: which two sports brands were founded due to a sibling rivalry? Answer: Adidas and Puma.
Really?
By the brothers. Yeah, I didn't know that. That was a tough one. Marvin Deloach, give us your plug for the day for the performance that you're coming up.
You guys are going to listen to a great show. If you're ever in the area, if you're in Sonora County, Sonora, Tuolumne County, up in the mountains, the Black Oak Casino, going to be Jimmy Walker, Del Van Dyke, and my man Todd Link. It's going to be a great show. And also, if you guys are in Marin County, where I grew up here, marvelous Marin County. I love that place. In Fairfax, Max at Broadway, we're going to be rocking it there. With Jimmy Walker going to be headlining there, Del Van Dyke, my man Todd Link, and I'm going to be hosting the show. And I'm going to have a lot of people there. Hopefully, I think Bill Cartman's going to show up. I hope he doesn't get mad at me when I talk about his awkward free throw form when you get on. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. I'm going to surprise him asking about that shot. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Marvin Deloach Jr., thank you so much for joining us. Here's our thoughts for the day.
Yes, thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me.
God bless you. So you know how they throw out a ball to the crowd after they win the game? That's not allowed in bowling, and I know that now. And I'll never forget my grandfather's last words that he said to me before he died. Are you still holding a ladder? Ooh, that one's kind of tough. All right. And since we're talking a little bit of morbidity here, dogs aren't the only animal you can train. I had a goldfish once that could break dance on the carpet, but only for about 20 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for those. Those were a little bit morbid. Next time I got to come up with a little bit better ones. All right. Audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Take care. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Marvin Jr. and the military.
Thank you, man. Talk to you soon. God bless.